Welcome to episode 52. We're back. Did you miss us? We missed you.
Frankie? We did. Yeah. We totally missed you. No, we didn't. I was in Napa. I went to a wedding. No, of course.
Wow.
Of course I missed you. But it's one of those things where it's like, we had shit to do. We had summer stuff going on, right? We had...
Right. Yeah. And here we are. So what's been going on? Anything exciting?
No, I mean, you know, I was giving you the update in my, I'm cranky. I feel like I'm, you know, I've been cranky with the kids. I am cranky pants because I'm.
Because you're moving.
I don't want to move and I'm just annoyed with my landlords. And I realized that I think it's just made me kind of shitty in my overall life. I've decided
my new great show.
My new favorite saying is I was not my best self. I was not my best self yesterday when my current landlords had set up an appointment. Because, you know, there's nothing more fun than dealing with having to have complete fucking strangers come into your house to go through your stuff. They're not going through your stuff. They're looking at the house. But what feels like go through your stuff and totally invade your privacy. And you're not even selling the house. You have no, what do they call it? You have no dog in this race. You have no dog in this race. Or horse in this race or whatever you prefer to bet on. I ain't got no horse in this race because I don't give a shit if they find someone to buy this house. I still live here and I didn't want to move in the first place. This is turning into a Keek rant. Keek rant! I didn't want to move in the first place. So I got nothing vested when you call me and say, can we have strangers come and see your house? No, I don't want to. So yesterday we had to go out.
Is it in your lease that you have to? Because I think as long...
No, I think by law, within the last 30 days, because I looked it up, within the last 30 days of your lease, whether or not you're moving out because you want to or not, or whether they're finding a new renter or selling or whatever, I believe in the last 30 days of the lease, if the owner gives you 24 hours notice, yeah, they're allowed to. Because I, you know, for me, I'm like, now, I'm just being such a bitch. I am not being my best self because yesterday I finally... They had some people that they've been wanting to come and see it. And I told them no over the weekend because I had family in town. I was like, no. Right. And so they come yesterday and we're sitting up the block as I'm watching family after family after family. They told me one appointment. They had one family. And we're sitting up the block because we had nowhere to go watching like four fucking families go in. I do not like open houses because it gives me... anxiety to have a whole bunch of fucking strangers roaming around your house going through your shit. No one's watching them. No one's keeping an eye on them. They're just wandering through your house.
Right.
No, I was not okay with that. So I walked back in and the daughter of the owners, who's very nice. And I think I did apologize to her later over text. I'm not sure if a text apology counts, but, I'm walking across the lawn. And my dude already gets out of the car and he was mortified by my behavior because he's like, what are you going to do? You're just going to go back and show up? I said, yes. Yes, I am because I need to feed my son dinner. He's got to get to soccer practice. I got shit to do. They didn't tell me they were doing a freaking open house. They told me they had one quick appointment. So we come walking in and there's some other stupid realtor standing in the front yard, sitting on my chair, just like hanging out in the front yard waiting for her clients. And I think the daughter of the owners, they're talking to each other. And we just went back. We went back to the house. I think there were still people like leaving, but we went back to the house. And I'm walking across the lawn and they're like, oh, sorry. We're, you know, our Tuesdays are bad for you because they wanted to bring more people today. And I'm like, yeah, it's all bad for me. Communication. It would be nice to have a little communication and not be lied to. And I just like flipped around and walked away. And walked away. So
nice.
It was not my best self that I was presenting.
Oh, that's too bad. That's unfortunate.
And I felt a little bad later because I was like, wow, that was not presenting a very good picture of me. And yet I don't care. I don't fucking care because
I don't blame you.
All of their miscommunication has cost me thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands of dollars their miscommunication has cost me. So do ask me if I care if they sell this house this week or this month.
I don't even need to ask you. I already know the answer. You don't care.
Key Grant! Fuck! So I have to say that I've noticed when my dude pulls me aside and is like, you're being a little hard on the kids. I'm like, really? Am I? I think I'm just I have like misplaced shittiness just spewing out of me this last week. In all directions.
You might want to work on that. People won't like you very much.
I don't think they like me anyway.
Oh, well, then I guess you've got nothing to lose.
Right? That's what right. I think. These people are strangers. What do I care if they like me?
Well, I can make you feel good, I think, or at least make you laugh or, I don't know, diffuse your anger for a moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked before about how I have a sensitive gastrointestinal system.
Oh.
And a couple weeks ago, I was feeling really, really sick. Like, every time I ate something, I just felt like my belly was distended and I was so uncomfortable. And I'm like, I've got to do something about this. And it was believed that perhaps I have an overgrowth of candida in my colon.
You got the yeasties?
Well, I didn't have them in the typical places like the vajayjay or anything like that. But
in your vagine?
Yes, but everything that I was reading indicated that basically everything I ate was just fueling this candida overgrowth, this bumper crop, because it all converts to sugar, gluten, mm-hmm. dairy, mm-hmm. and regular sugar, obviously, you know, anything that has sugar in it. So I decided to do this colon cleanse and no dairy, no gluten, and no sugar for 3 weeks. Because
so
that's
you probably had loveliness spewing out of you. Not, and I mean like from your personality, not the other things that were probably spewing.
The first week I detoxed pretty hard.
Yeah, so I'm sure you were probably lovely to be around.
I just chose not to be around people.
Yeah,
and also, you know, when you're doing a colon cleanse and this other kind of cleanse, you tend to use the bathroom more frequently than most times. And I did my best not to schedule any social events because that could be uncomfortable and embarrassing and a many number other things.
So even though you weren't eating dairy or anything like that, you were still having, you were detoxing by having things shooting out of you?
Yeah, because I did a colon cleanse. So it has, you know, like they're pills that you take twice a day.
Oh.
Because you want to, so as the candida is dying, you want to remove it from your intestinal tract and replace it with good flora. You know, I mean, yeast is supposed to be in your system, but there's a balance. And my balance was clearly way off. And it affects your thyroid. It affects, I mean, it's just this whole thing. So allergies, blah, blah, blah. So needless to say, I last Tuesday had tickets for the Cubs game.
Uh-oh. And
they are doing phenomenally. I mean, there's just, I was so looking forward to this. And I wasn't going to let a little, you know, poopy butt, like, ruin it, but I certainly had to make a plan.
You didn't want your loose booty to ruin your plans?
Right, because so my dilemma was that there's a bus that we take from the suburbs into the city, and there's no bathroom on it.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, so we were going to be leaving, catching like a 3:30 bus. The game's at 7 o'clock, and we were going to, you know, but it could take an hour and a half to 2 hours to get down there. And I just was like, okay, I have to do something. So I packed a bag with an extra pair of underpants, an extra pair of pants, some butt wipes, a plastic bag, and...
So you were totally preparing to shit yourself on the bus.
I wore a maxi pad and put it by my butt. Just in case.
Wow.
Now
just
we know
we got a little peek into what kind of old person Girk is going to be.
Well, I thought that if I did...
I pooped myself. Keep going. Keep going. We're going to... I'm not missing the game.
I didn't have a choice. There's no keep going. You can't tell the guy to stop. I mean, you're on a bus that's not stopping. So
you know what? If I had someplace where I was going, I don't care how badly I wanted to go. If there was even an option that I might accidentally shit myself, I think I probably would maybe not go.
Well, the other thing, though, that I did is, in forethought, I didn't take the medication for the morning.
Oh, good. That's good thinking. Yes.
In the hopes that it would alleviate the need to poop.
How'd that work out for you?
Excellently. I didn't have any issues whatsoever, but it's really funny because
a whole lot of shit packed up in your ass.
I did. I demaxipad once I got there. But so then that was that. So I was like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't even tell you how happy I was that I got there, because going home, there's no traffic, right? I mean, it's a night game. It's 10 o'clock. There's no traffic leaving the ballpark. So understand this as well. I also didn't eat anything prior to going because I didn't want to have that act up on me as well.
Yeah, but you had to have brought food with you. There's probably absolutely not one single thing on your restricted diet that you could find in a ballpark other than maybe a bag of peanuts.
Right. But you really can't bring food in, though.
Yeah, you can. Who checks your backpack?
They all do. They got the little sticks. They open my bag.
Yeah, but they so they opened your poop survival kit?
They did.
They opened and wanted to know why you had extra underwear, a shitload of maxi pads, no pun intended, and some pants. And
They did not. I had a raincoat in there because it was supposed to rain. In any case, so I'm starving when I get there. Now, let me tell you, you can't even imagine if you like beer and hot dogs and like that's part of your like going to the baseball game once or twice a year treat. You go to a baseball game and not be able to drink beer and have a hot dog. That was so fucking hard.
Yeah, but probably saved you $40. I cannot believe that they can get away with charging $18 for a beer. One beer, $18.
Where do you get beer? $18, $8.50 in Chicago.
$50?
So $8.50 for a beer.
Oh, $8.50. Seriously? Fuck, yeah. Man. In LA at the Dodger game, it's $18 for a beer.
No.
$18. Yes.
For a 12-ounce or 16-ounce cup of beer, it's $18.
Yep.
And people still buy that?
Yep. I do not. Because I think that's batshit crazy, and it's highway robbery, and it's totally taking advantage. I think it's taking advantage, and I think it's bullshit.
Like, I'm actually dumbfounded. $18 for a beer. I thought $8.50 was insane.
No. Yeah. When was the last time you came to a Dodger game?
10 years ago.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That takes the fun out of it.
It totally takes the fun out of it. I think it's bullshit. Because I'm like, drink slowly, honey, because you're only getting one. We're not buying another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually found the one restaurant that had a grilled chicken breast and I had lettuce and tomato. Okay, so I'm like, good. I'm like, I'll be
grilled
fine.
Grilled chicken breast and lettuce and tomato, no bun. Okay.
And I had four French fries because they're gluten-free as well. Then there's the fat from the frying, but I had four. I'm not really worried about it. But
and you could buy peanuts. You could buy a bag of peanuts.
I had peanuts and water. Okay, cool. So the game starts, and all of a sudden by the third inning, the skies opened up. It was the most crazy. And we were covered, so we got to sit in our seats. But watching the lightning and thunder around Chicago and the torrential rain, it was a two-hour rain delay with a half an hour for them to get it back up. So at 10:30, the game started again. You think it's bad enough? I should have been out of there by 10 o'clock. So try sitting there.
When do they actually decide to call it? At what point do they call it and say, we're not going to be able to make this happen because we can't play until 1 in the morning?
I think that if the front I don't think they can start after 10:30. I don't think they can restart the game after 10:30 or whatever, but they got in just under the wire. The game ended at like 1:20. I've never been in a baseball field for two consecutive days for the same game. I mean, it was crazy, and they lost, which sucked. But my point is, that was really hard to do gluten-free at the ballpark. I mean, it was crazy. So anyway, that was the length that I went to enjoy a Cubs game.
Well, that's a lot of work. I can't say that I would have actually done that because I'm not a huge baseball fan. I mean, you know, it's fun and everything, but for me, it's more about the entertainment, the people that you're with, and the food.
Right.
Okay. Like, go if you can't gorge yourself on like ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how I spent Tuesday night. So it was pouring rain.
You spent Tuesday night in the rain with a maxi pad shoved in between your butt cheeks.
No, it was never shoved anywhere. It was just placed strategically in my underpants in case that would happen. Because then I wouldn't shit myself.
Yeah, but why didn't you, if you were really, really thinking about it, why didn't you just pull one of that female astronaut did when she went batshit crazy on her stalking boyfriend? Why didn't you just go get the Depends and pull on the full the full Monty. If you're gonna shit yourself,
well, it wasn't that overly. I wasn't having a leaky asshole. I just didn't know what was gonna happen and if we'd be stuck in traffic and how long. But I took the appropriate measures by not taking the medication in the morning, so I thought I was gonna be okay. I'm just only merely sharing with all of you what it took to put myself in a place where I wasn't gonna be anxious to get on the bus.
I still would have been anxious because the maxi pad's not going to stop it. If you shart yourself and, you know, and a little squeaker turns into a big old shart, you're stuck. And I think it would have been better.
And it depends. Is it going to manifest and hold that shit in either?
Yeah, sure it would. Doesn't it? It's like a diaper. Doesn't it have like the little, it's like panties. Doesn't it have the little elastic around your legs?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting like an explosion, I should say, not an implosion, an explosion of that nature. I was only concerned. You know what? We're good. We're good. Mission accomplished. I didn't shit myself and I didn't eat sugar dairy or gluten.
I shit my pants. Did you ever see those? I think they were Kmart commercials and people were so pissed. I think people just need to lighten the hell up when it comes to commercials and how PC and the comedy and, you know, you need to lighten up because I think it was Kmart and I auditioned for them too. Fuckers. I didn't get hired. I think I was on hold for it. There was a commercial where they did a series of people trying on different things and shopping in different areas of the Kmart or the JCPenney's or wherever it was. And it was a whole thing on, I just shit my pants. I just shit my bed. I just shit my pajamas. And it was all these like an old lady and the young kids and the parents and it was shipped because the Kmart or JCPenney's had a new thing where you could ship, you could overnight or like you could ship things. They now you can order. And so they did a whole spoof of like, I just shipped my bed. I just shipped my pants.
Right. Well,
it didn't go over well because apparently people got really pissed, but you know, lighten up. I thought it was funny.
I get it. So it's, you know, so I've been in this observance. I mean, obviously, like, since we're talking about shit. So I was just thinking, I saw this man, you know, people walk their dogs in the neighborhood. And again, and of course, everyone's, you know, got their bags of dog shit. And it's usually like this bag of dog shit, like they're holding the leash in one hand or whatever. But this bag of dog shit is like just like I'm looking at a lady right now. She's got literally a bag of dog shit swinging from her hand as she's walking her dog. Okay, that's what you do. The dog shits, you pick it up, and you have to walk around with a bag of shit.
Is that what you do when you walk your dog?
No, I don't walk my dog because I don't really have a dog. I have my mom's dog, and he shits in my yard, and that's fine. Because he's not here very often, although he is here today. In any case, I find it really interesting that, like, we're all really cool that people walk around with these bags of shit. Like, no one thinks anything of it. Oh, yeah, they're walking their dog. There's a bag of shit. What would happen if you just, like, didn't have a dog and you were walking around with a bag of shit in your hand? How funny would that be? What would people be? Now, would that be, like, gross?
I think it depends. I mean, it would be weird to see a person walking around with their own feces in a bag. But
I'm not saying it's theirs. I'm just saying they're walking around with a bag of shit.
Oh. Well, no, it would have to be theirs because it would be... Everyone would assume if they had that little blue baggie that they had a pet somewhere that maybe just walked off ahead of them or that was, you know, because a lot of people walk with their dogs not on leashes. Oh, I have to burp. Hang on. Oh, God. Excuse me. Green juice. No, what would be weirder is why are people taking shits in the yard and not going inside? And I guess if you were going to take a shit in somebody's yard because you really had to go and because you just took your colon blow meds, would you clean up after yourself and pick up your own shit?
Well, if we're really going out on that ledge, yes, I imagine that if I found myself unable to make it 15 feet inside the door to someone's bathroom and I shit in their backyard, I would have the discretion and the manners to ask for a Walmart bag and go pick up my shit. At least a hose.
At least a hose. I'm so sorry. Thank you for having me over, by the way. And that's great. Dinner's going to be ready in 15. Dinner that's was, fantastic. Yeah. Could I borrow your hose? Because I am on a special diet and I'm pretty totally sure that I just shit in your front yard.
I totally when I was bending over, I just totally, when we were playing bags, I just...
I had a little loose booty. I had some loose booty leak out and...
Probably hose that down.
I need to hose that down. It was my dog. And then my dog ran away.
How did we get on this tangent?
Because you said... You started talking about...
Why are we talking about me shitting in someone's backyard? I mean...
Because you said, wouldn't it be weird if people just walked around with shit in a bag?
And I guess my question is, how is it... I mean,
I misinterpreted your comment.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm like... I guess my point is it became socially like, I mean, obviously it's acceptable because the opposite of that is having people's dog shit laying in your front yard. And I get it. So that's repulsive and repugnant and ugh, gross. So yes, pick up your dog shit. Great. Totally in. But it's just like, it's still shit. People are walking around with shit in their hand. And it's just kind of like, I don't know why it's striking me as so odd, but.
Because it's odd. Why do I not have a dog? Because they're too expensive and because I'm not cleaning up shit. I am not picking up. On what planet do I want to cover my hand in a plastic bag so I can go and manually feel the shit squish in my fingers as I pick it up in a bag? What? Who wants to do that? Where do we end up becoming a society that does that? Now, granted, I've been to the other side. The dark side of that is in Europe, where people don't clean up after their dogs. It is not common practice to clean up after your dog.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And you just have to step over, you know, and there's a decent amount of dog shit in the gutters and in the streets and on the sidewalk. So I definitely think I'd rather have what we have, but, you know, when did it become more acceptable to, I'm just going to pick it up with my hand instead of having some sort of pooper scooper device?
Well, because I guess since people felt that their hand was covered, that they could just do it and forget the pooper scooper.
So when your mom's dog is there, you go in the backyard and you pick up the shit with your hands?
No, I don't. Because he's here like a day. He shits twice. And I have...
And you just let the shit stay there?
Yeah, I have a lawn service. They come and chop it up and goes with the grass.
So you refuse to touch it?
I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I had a dog who lived here regularly, I would train him to go in a certain area of my yard, and that's it.
But you still have to clean it up, and you'd still have to walk your dog unless you were just mean and didn't care about your dog's physical fitness.
Which is why I have a cat.
I know, which is why I was thinking about having a cat, but, you know.
But I still clean up that shit, but at least I have a scooper.
Yeah, but that's different. It's a scooper.
I love dogs, though. I love dogs. I don't like dog shit. I mean, I just don't. I agree. Picking up someone else's shit is just not exactly like what I want to do.
Itchy feeling in the back of my throat. I think we have to stop talking about touching shit. Whatever.
Listen, I just want you to know that if I ever really had to touch your shit, I would. Because that's how much I love you.
I appreciate that.
And I would totally put it in a bag.
And vice versa.
Thanks.
I know I wouldn't need to put it in a bag, but I would. I'd put it in a bag.
You could
anyway.
Hose it down. You could hose it down.
I would hose it down. I would put it in a bag.
This is so gross. Now we're getting,
did we cross the line?
I don't know. I mean, when don't we? But I'm sure our listeners are going to be like, why are they continuing to talk about shit?
I don't know.
She almost shit herself. Then she's talking about dog shit. I could talk to you about, I could talk to you about something else that's just equally as gross, but then it becomes just the gross episode. You know what I mean? Listen, so my sister's here.
Yeah.
Because Ruth is not well, you guys.
I know. We need some good, positive energy for Ruth.
Yeah, please pray or think good thoughts for Ruth. I wish I could tell you that she was doing better, but she's not, quite frankly. But my sister's here, and my nephew, Hank, and his girlfriend were here this weekend. So my house was full, and my sister slept with me on Saturday night. And I think we've also discussed that my sister has multiple sclerosis. So she was having a difficult time on Saturday. So it's just been a really interesting kind of week. In any case, she was sleeping in my bed, and her right arm is affected when she has an MS relapse. And I have a king size bed, but she was laying next to me and she was laying on her right side and she outstretches her arm to straighten it with her hand, you know, so because when she has
was there some accidental cupping?
You know, yeah. direction this is where we're going.
But I knew it. I knew that this is where we were going to go. Because this was also the same sister that you talked about last time you guys had to sleep together. She's kind of a prude, but was totally fine sleeping topless with you.
Right, but not bottomless.
But not bottomless, because that would be inappropriate.
Right.
Okay. I just had to set the scene for people.
I forgot about that.
Who maybe missed that episode.
Yeah. But her right hand gets clenched up really tight. So when it releases, she likes to like leave it open. So she had leaned and she was sleeping on her right side. So her arm was in stretch. And over the course of the night, I had turned onto my left side. Mm-hmm. So I was facing her. Mm-hmm. And apparently my breast was in her hand the whole night. And it wasn't until the morning when I felt her roll over and pull away that I'm like, my sister felt me up like for 4 hours. Like, my breast was laying in her hand for 4 hours.
Did she know that?
I said something to her the next day. I'm like, you totally copped a feel for me last night. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, my boob was in your hand. She's like, what? And then she started laughing. Well, you know I have to keep my arm outstretched. I'm like, I know. I'm just telling you that it happened.
Telling you that you got to first base.
Mm-hmm. That's second base.
Second base. You got to second base with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But she had come in for a shower and to see my mom. And I don't know, you know, again, I think I'm so loving and open in so many ways. And then there are other ways that I'm just a bitch. I really am. And I say it and I own it.
Were you not your best self?
No, I was my best self, but she had gone to a shower and there was like, you know, a million gifts and they were held captive while no one could help the girl open the presents. They were held captive to watch every fucking present be opened. And I don't know about you.
What, baby shower or bridal shower?
Baby shower. Any kind of shower, I'm telling you about. Any kind of shower, I can't stand. I want to leave before they open the gifts. But usually, you're held captive because they haven't done the cake yet. I here's what I don't like about it.
And this is, I'm sorry, wait, hang on. This is your best self? This is your best self that you're like, I don't want to watch you have fun at your shower and open your fucking gifts. I'm only staying because I want cake. If I wasn't such a sugar fiend and I didn't give a shit about the cake, I would have been out of here 20 minutes ago.
No, it's because it's rude to leave before anyone serves the cake. Everyone knows that. You can't leave until the goddamn cake is cut. Know that.
So you didn't have any cake?
I didn't go to the shower. I'm making a point here about showers in general. Okay? So here's the point. What is the need to open the focaccia presents in front of other people? Because you know what? I'm going to give you a gift. I don't need your aunt or your sister to go, oh my gosh, that's so nice. You did a really nice job of buying my sister a gift. Who cares? I don't care what you think about the gift. All I care is about the person who I gave it to. If they like the gift, then that's all that matters to me. I don't care about the gaggle of women or whoever's there, what they think about the present. Conversely, if I got you at the bridal shower the toaster oven that you have on your list, and your Aunt Marge gets you the same toaster oven, I don't want either one of us going, oh no, which one of them is she going to return? She's going to have to return one of them. Is she going to return yours? Is she going to return mine? Oh, there's a gift receipt in there. Ah, who cares? What? Why does this need to be done? Why can't you have me come, say hello to you, wish you well, drop off the present that I gave you, maybe have some food, see what's going on in your life, eat the damn cake, and load up your car with the presents, and on you go. That's all I want to say.
Kirk Grant!
Fuck! But why? Why
is
that necessary?
We are both our best selves today, baby.
No. Can anyone explain to me why it is necessary to watch someone open gifts? And you know what else? You know what else? Since I'm going
here she goes again, folks. Round two.
I don't want to play your dumb games. I don't want to guess how much the baby weighs. I don't want to know what date it's going to be born. I don't care if you break the ribbon at the bridal shower and you're going to have a baby soon. I just don't care. I don't care where you met. I don't care what funny things and quirky things are going on. I don't care because if I know you, I already know that. So I don't need to play a game to prove to other people how much I know you, how much I know about you. I don't care what color your baby is, if one foot's going to be bigger than the other. I don't care if it has balls or a vagina. I don't care.
And I definitely, when it goes away to school and you have that precious first moment, don't want to see what it fucking wears.
That's not me speaking.
That's Kirk. Listen.
It's back to school. I have seen pictures for 2 weeks and I'm like, please, can't we just go back to the political stuff? Do I have to see your kids? Oh, first day of first grade, first day of seventh grade. Fucking take a picture and put it in a photo album. I don't care. I don't care about their new white gym shoes. See, now you got me back on that.
I'm pretty sure that this goes back to what I was talking about not being your best self. However, I embrace when I am not my best self. And I wake up the next day and I say, I'm going to start again. I know that you're going to say, no, fuck them. This is my best self. This is how I feel every single day. What I'm going to say to all of our friends who are listening, don't ever invite Girk to any parties or showers that involve baby showers, bridal showers, apparently bachelorette parties because they play games at those too. Or are you okay as long as it's looking at dirty gifts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's alcohol.
You're just a love and baby hater is what it is. But if there's a bachelorette party and there's alcohol and
I love love
mini,
and I
mini
love,
penises no. on everything, you're okay with it.
Maybe. No, I am only saying that I love celebrating people's weddings. I love celebrating people's babies. All I'm saying is you don't have to subject your guests to ridiculous antics, like watching presents being opened or playing games. That's all. I am happy to come and visit and see what's going on and how is the pregnancy going. And I'll have some food with you. We'll have some cake and I will wish you well. And I hope that you like the present that I gave you because I really spent time picking it out. But I don't care if it's the same thing that someone else got you and you have to exchange it. I don't care. Take your little maid of honor, take your little sister, whoever, that has to open the presents with you and write down what you got so you can write the thank you notes. Great. Great. That's how I feel. And mm-hmm. I think that is part of my best self. Like, and even a kid's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God forbid. Do not go to those. Do not.
Okay, but wait, there's a difference. If
go
it's,
to
okay,
a child's
so,
birthday
but here's a
party.
Difference. Here's a difference. This is a difference. Children's birthday parties under the age of 12 and under, they rip through those presents so quickly, that present opening thing is done in 10 minutes. Have you been to a shower where the gift opening was 2 hours long? Have you ever been to one of those? Where you literally, and they're not serving any more food, you literally are like...
They stop serving food, they stop serving booze, and you sit there like you're trapped on a bus going to the Cubs game.
With a maxi pad at your butthole. That's how you feel.
With a maxi pad shoved between your cheeks.
That's how it feels.
Yeah, I understand.
But I've been to those super long, like, everything they have to, like, the person takes forever to open a present to begin with. Then they have to pass the damn thing around because everybody has to see the tatted yellow lace that grandma made for her. Who gives a shit? I'll see it when the kid's wearing it. What do I care what it looks like in a box?
You're lovely. You are so lovely. You are so... I think you need to maybe... take a break from society for just a little bit. But just spend some alone time.
I could use a couple vacation days. That goes without saying. But okay, the truth is that I haven't been to a shower in a while. Maybe there's a reason.
I think your friends get the hint and stopped inviting you. So when you see those pictures on Facebook, don't get butthurt that you weren't invited.
No, listen, I don't actually. I would, if you know what, if someone said to me, if someone sent me an invitation and said, hey, I'm throwing a shower for Sarah, I'd be like, and if it was said, attendance is optional, I'd be like, okay, can you send me the address so I could send the gift?
Oh, see, but that was my other question. If you get invited to a shower or a wedding or a birthday party and you can't go, do you send a gift anyway?
Yes.
See, I don't. I kind of feel like if I'm not able to go to the party, I'm bummed that I missed the party, but at the very least, I'm off the hook for having to buy a gift.
It depends. It depends on who it is. If it's not someone in my inner circle, then no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah.
But do you get all pinched up if they don't send you a thank you card?
I do, yeah. I don't like it when people, when you give someone a gift and they don't say, and in those circumstances, they don't say thank you. But here's my thing about thank you cards and thank yous in general. If I give you a gift to your face and you open it and you say thank you to me, I don't need a card. You don't need to send me
a card. That's how I see it too, is at least, again, I'm off the hook for sending you. Wait, because people will come into, if I'm at my mom's office and people will come in and bring a gift or something, I'd be like, wait, let me open it. Then I don't have to worry. You can see it. I can say thank you to your face. And I don't have to, I don't owe you a thank you card.
Right. Like, I had a friend recently send me a gift. And because I'm not really good at gift, I think it's really important, but I'm not really timely. But she sent me a gift and it was lovely. And it took me like 2 weeks, but I wrote a letter back saying thank you very much. Because even though I thanked her over the telephone for it, it's still something that she took the time to send to me. So I felt it was appropriate to send a thank you card.
I am really bad about, like, sometimes it takes me a really long time to send thank you cards.
I got mine, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. It took me, a couple of months to send the ones for the wedding. But I have to tell you, I am horrible about my son's birthday stuff. My computer, my other computer just crashed. I hate that. I have a dinosaur computer and I'm looking at it going, wah, and just disappearing. Now I'm going to have to deal with that later too. I have a feeling I'm starting out the day again, not being my best self. I still have the list. I can see it right from here sitting on my desk of the people who, the kids who brought gifts for his birthday party and the, all the gifts that they gave, and it's all sitting there ready. And I'm pretty sure that that's from, this is from last year.
Wow.
His birthday was just this past July. This list is from last year's party. I think I need to throw it away because I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. Those people are not getting thank you cards at this point.
Right.
But yeah. You know what? I make myself feel a little bit better because for the kids' parties, especially I feel like the last couple of years that he's gone to other people's parties and brought gifts, I don't think I ever saw thank you cards. And I'm totally fine with that. I understand that it's important to teach a child to say thank you and to write thank you cards. And a lot of times we do make him write thank you cards to like the grandparents or family or whatever. But in the beginning, I think I might have been good about writing the thank you cards. And I think I made him write some. And I think we might have gotten a couple. But I don't know. I wrote them down. I wrote everything down that everyone got. But then it sat on my desk for the last year and 13 and a half months.
Yeah, I think you got to do it within a month. I think it's probably etiquette-wise they should say 2 weeks, but I think it's one of those things that you just go like, you should literally do it the next day and just be done with it. At least that's what I should try to do is just, whatever.
And I should make him sit down and write thank you cards to his friends who bought him, who took the time and spent the money, their parents spent the money buying gifts, and yet I haven't. What is that about? I should, right? I should write thank you cards for his, or make him write thank you cards for his birthday presents from his friends.
Well, he should. I mean, he's old enough to do it. He knows how to write.
Well, this year he had a sleepover. Because I was told, I was corrected by him, Mom, it's not a slumber party. Girls have slumber parties. It's a sleepover. Okay. That he only had, a couple of his buddies. So how difficult is it to write two thank you cards?
All right, well then, I think you should get on it. So, yeah. So, hey, so listen, we got a post from Superfan Dan.
Oh, sweet.
He was saying some nice things, and wishing Ruth well and all that stuff. But he kind of called us. I guess we did some vague potting on episode 51 where we were both going, we're going through some changes, and we didn't elaborate. So sorry if we vague potted the last episode because that's
vague potted.
Yeah.
Oh, like vague pod. Yeah. Instead of vague book. Wait, what changes were we going through? What were we talking about?
I think we weren't really alluding to that. You were talking about possibly having to move. Like we said, there may be some changes because that was when it was just happening. And I was alluding to the fact that, and I didn't say it, but that, my landlord said there might be a circumstance that I would have to move. And he wasn't getting back to me. Do you know that I called him for over 2 weeks? And he never
returned my call? Oh, yeah, what happened with that? Okay, so we're going to clarify on the vague potting. Sorry, Superfan Dan. But I was in a situation, and I clarified a little bit at the top of this episode. I was in a situation where I rent my house, and it's great. because, you know, in the area that I live in, it's super fucking expensive to buy. So a lot of people will rent until, you know, while they're saving money to buy a house. Is that my phone?
It is.
No, my phone. Call from NNMS. I have one of those. I have one of those answering machines that will tell you, like, who's calling, the caller ID.
Who has an answering machine anymore? What are you, James Rockford? What do you mean?
I do. What? I don't like voicemail. I'm not going to spend $10 a month on voicemail, but I love that the phone, it's actually not the answering machine. I think it's the phone that will read the caller ID. And after the second ring, it'll tell you who's calling, but it can't pronounce anything. Right. So an anonymous caller will come in, call from Anonymous. Call from Anonymous. I'm like, Aunt Anonymous? Who's my aunt? Oh, Anonymous. So anyway, the downside to renting is you get all comfortable in a place that you absolutely fall in love with and personalize and make your own. And 2 years in, they go, oh, you know what? We decided we're going to sell the house. Fuck you, bitches. You got to get out now because your lease is up. So that's what I was dealing with. That's why I have not been my best self, because I'm spewing stress apparently out all. I have a lot of misplaced stress all over everybody around me. And Girk, at the same time, ironically, was going through a fairly similar situation where she wasn't sure, where her landlord dropped a bomb that, like, oh, by the way, I might need to sell, and then disappeared for like a month.
Yeah, I still, and I had a bee problem, and I texted him and said, you know, can you deal with this? Because the bees were coming in my house. And he came, he had to come twice. He came early in the morning, so he didn't have to see me. Now, maybe he's got something going on.
So you missed him? He showed up and disappeared before you?
Yeah, I haven't seen him. We haven't talked about it. So I have a plan.
What's your plan?
For September, and I don't know if he listens to it or not, but for September, I'm going to give checks for September, October, November, December, and January. Dated checks for each of those months, just to kind of give him a subtle, but not so subtle, that I don't.
Subtle.
But I don't plan on going anywhere. And
I'm not
about
fucking
it.
Moving.
Well, I think if there was something that was up and he needed to discuss it with me, he would have contacted me.
Yeah.
But I don't have respect for when you send someone text saying that you're extremely anxious because you're going into your busiest time of year at work and you work out of your house. And
these people have no clue. Because can I tell you that my landlord dropped that bomb on us on a Friday. Oh, by the way, we're thinking of selling. So, you know, this is your last month. And then disappeared for like a week. We texted, we called, we're really stressed. This is very stressful. We don't have anywhere to live. Like, we don't know what our timeline is. Can you communicate? Can you? Nothing. Nothing. No responses. No, oh, don't worry, would be the response I get. Don't worry, we'll give you time. They have no clue how stressful that is. So both of us, that's what we meant. Superfan Dan, both of us are under.
So we clarified and we
apologize. A huge amount of stress.
Our transgression. And then also we have a new superfan. It's a woman that I haven't yet met, but I'm looking forward to. And she's kind of tuned into our show and she thinks we're hysterical. And so welcome to her.
And nice. We don't get a name?
Not yet, because I don't know if she would feel comfortable, you know, with that kind of thing, because I haven't met her yet. So
superfan number 11 is what we're going to call her.
Sure. Well, you know, again, we have 30, we're 37 strong. We go up, we go down. But
not all of them are superfans.
Some are just fans.
Some are just regular fans.
Well,
so I'm glad. I have to say, Girk, I am really glad that you are checking Facebook, because I am really bad. I'm really bad at the social media. I forget. I don't look. I don't, you know, it takes me a while.
Yeah. So whether you're a fan, just a fan, or a super fan, we are glad that you take the time to listen to us each and every week or whenever we put a new episode up. And we look forward to being around next week. So have a great week, you guys.
Have a great week. We are doing our best. I know that we've missed some weeks here, but, you know, summer, and sometimes you need to take a little vacay.
Well, looking from our stats, some of them have missed a couple weeks as well. So
yeah. So there.
Okay, you guys, we'll see you next week. Love you.
Bye. I need some money.